So God has been showing me how good he truly is to us through nature documentaries. And let me explain. So over the last month or so, I've developed this hobby. I wouldn't say it's a hobby, but you know, it's one of the things I do in my downtime. That's watch nature documentaries. Make a nice little turkey sandwich, get a big old glass of water, and we'll just sit back and watch nature documentaries. And God spoke to me through these nature documentaries. One thing that I noticed, or that God revealed to me, is that these animals, they always are successful in their hunt for food, whether it's a little bit or a lot. And even if they're not successful at the beginning, they always end up being successful in getting what they need. And it took me to this verse right here, Matthew chapter 6, verse 26. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over the earth and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. If God makes sure that these animals get what they need on a daily basis, literally it says it. Are you not of more value than they? God gave us dominion over these animals. So if God is making sure that these animals are getting the sufficient food, water, whatever it is that they need in order to survive, what makes you think God ain't gonna do it for you? When he created you in his own image and after his own likeness, and he literally gave you dominion over these animals, literally. So I can't explain it anymore. God loves you so much, and he knows what you need. He is our Father before anything. He's our Father before anything. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? We as people have the ability to give gifts and show love to others, even with the corruption inside of us. Imagine God, who is holy, set apart, and has no corruption inside of him, who has nothing but love. He is love. Imagine what he can give to you, what he can provide for you, if you just believe. Walk in the mindset that I have dominion over the things of this earth because God gave me that dominion. I'm created in God's image, so I got nothing to worry about. Go read Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Whenever you get worried about anything, go to Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 24. And it will show you God's character. It will show you how much God loves you. This entire Bible shows you how much God loves you. But I'm just giving you a little slither. God loves you, bro, sister, ma'am, sir. God loves you, and nothing in this world, seen or unseen, can separate you from that love. You just got to believe it. You walk in that belief, watch how your mind begins to change. Watch how your perception and your view of this world begins to change. This is coming from someone who used to live a life trying to prove myself to others, trying to please everybody, doing things that I know I shouldn't have been doing, but still doing them. And yet God still saved me from it, changed my viewpoint on the world, despite all the pain that I've gone through. And I've never had this much love in my heart ever. And that's all because of the Most High God, Jesus Christ, to be specific. But yeah, do not be anxious about anything, but pray about everything and watch God move in your life if you just believe. Amen, brother. Amen, sister.